Another popular and prominent jazz dance emergent in the 1920s is the Charleston. While we most affiliate the Charleston with the image of white women flappers from the 1920s, the dance form actually has African-American origins. The Charleston as a dance probably evolved out of challenge dances that were all part of the African-American dance called juba, or dance contests, in which solo dancers competed against each other to showcase skill. Scholars believe a version of the Charleston had been around in the South and danced by African Americans since the early 1900s. It has been traced to the islands of South Carolina off the coast of Charleston before moving to Harlem. Here is an example of a famous jazz-era entertainer, Josephine Baker, performing the Charleston. At first, the step started off with a simple twisting of the feet, which complied with the rhythm of the music in a lazy sort of way. When the dance hit Harlem, a new version emerged. The dance sped up, becoming a fast-kicking step in which the dancer would kick the feet both forward and backward. Descriptions of the Charleston emphasized either its freedom or difficulty, and cultural critics are particularly interested in the fact that the Charleston required the use of the entire body, torso and limbs.